We don't need no stinking government until we do. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Here's a little headline that popped up on my handheld device. Ebola vaccine would likely have been found by now if not for budget cuts. And it quotes Dr. Francis Collins, the director of the National Institutes for Health, as saying that the NIH has actually been working on Ebola since 2001 and very likely would have had a cure by now if it hadn't been for sequestration. That's where spending is cut across the board without regard to what's being cut. The internet, of course, instantly ridiculed this statement as if he was just now making this up. But if you go back into the archives, here he is in a Senate hearing a year and a half ago protesting the decision to classify health research as discretionary.
Is the health of our nation discretionary? Is U.S. leadership and scientific research discretionary? I think the average person in the street would go, really?
Again, that was in April of 2013. The senators listened politely, but nothing happened. So, finally, he resorted to playing his guitar on YouTube.
I'm a rational guy, if you know what I mean. But I wasn't prepared for 2013. Cutting medical research makes all Americans lose.
The director of the NIH, strumming for dollars.
We could do so much, but we're plumb out of luck. I got the lowdown sequester blues. Oh, yeah.
I bet now Congress wishes it had thrown a little something in the hat. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.